and welcome to another brand spanking new episode of the Listening Party Podcast. We're a conversational music podcast where every episode is a different theme. New episodes are released the first Monday of the month. With me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Denise.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You always got to bring the energy, Denise. Come on.
Do I ever? I feel like that's always my response. It has been for like over who knows how many years.
10 years, yeah. In the bedroom, too. It's like, hey, oh, come on now. This is a family show.
It is not.
And joining us this week is music playlist curator, offering musicians another outlet to be heard, expand your playlist's very own, Ed Gomez. Say hi to Ed, everybody.
Whoop,
whoop. Hey.
How's it going, Ed?
Hey. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good, pretty good. Ed, full disclosure, is not in studio with us. Unfortunately, you know, he had to just do it remotely, but that's okay because we were trying to test this out. And so we're hoping that everything goes smoothly. So thank you, Ed, for joining us. Thank you for testing out the remote setup. Yeah, how you been? Long time no talk or anything.
It's been a while, right? Or this is the first time we... No, this isn't the first time, is it?
No, well, yeah, this is the first time that you've been on, on a podcast for us here.
But we've spoken off air.
Yeah. We talk on the socials, as the kids say.
But yeah, I'm happy to be here. Finally get called up to the big leagues.
Well, I mean, you've been in some pretty big leagues in the past. Maybe not here with us, but you've made the rounds.
I've had my own show for... It's been 2014, 13, so it's been a while since I've had a show and kind of quit for a while and started again and stopped, and so here I am again.
We know how it goes. We've been there.
We've
been there. Yeah. We're like, hey, we don't want to do it anymore. And then you get bored and you're like, well, maybe we could try it out again. And then
I haven't podcasted in about 2-3 years. So every day, like, should I do it again? Should I not get the energy to do it? And then stop. So.
Yeah. It's a labor of love, as they say.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Unless you're making like some money, then it's like, hey, that's the big leagues right there for real.
Yeah, they have a reason.
So every episode, we ask the guest to bring a theme. So, Ed, would you like to tell all the folks at home what theme you chose and why you chose it?
First of all, I had no idea what to choose. So, and then I was going through my playlist, and then I have one playlist that's nothing but cover music. And in that playlist, I pretty much, well, I have cover songs on there that obviously a cover song, but if the artist did something different to it or have a different take on it that makes the song a different version of what the original is. So I thought of, why don't we do cover songs that the artist changed the vibe of the song and just made it to a totally different song.
I dig it. Full disclosure, we have done this theme twice before, but it was a long time ago, and those episodes aren't even up anymore.
Yeah.
And this is always a fun theme. This is one of my favorite themes to do.
It is.
So
even though I hate covers, I'm just curious to like...
Wait, you hate covers?
I do. I don't like covers. I just...
What the hell?
Like, it better be a good one.
Well, not every cover song is a great cover song.
That's
true. Every now and then, there is a certain version of a song that just changes the way you look at it, that song. So
I just think there's only so many ways you can do a cover. You could either speed it up, slow it down, or try and fit it into a genre, which I feel like the pioneers were really like the ska people, just skaing up all the songs. And then there was Lounge Against the Machine that just made lounge songs like out of everything. And like jazzy, you know, renditions. And then now with TikTok and everything, you just have like, oh, every song's a country song, and this is like, I just make a country version of this song. There's even like a Blink 182, just like, oh, if Blink 182 guy sound of like made this song,
yeah.
And it's like,
but it's still same. It still sounds like the same song though, no matter how they dress it up or change it or however they want to do it. It still sounds like the same song though. There are certain songs that totally change the way you look at the song, but there are for the most part cover songs that just sounds like the same song, just a rap version or a country version or a folk version song.
Yeah. And now you also have that I've
elevator
seen
them on music.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What?
Make a
more elevator music.
Yeah, elevator music.
Yeah.
You do like
my favorite is the cumbia drive. So they just make everything like a cumbia song. So my favorite one was like Game of Thrones. And I think that's a funny take on it.
Right.
If you're doing themes and stuff.
There's an artist on Instagram. I think it's called Easy Band. I'm not sure if I'm...
Yeah. That's the one I was going to bring up,
Yeah, but he does all like Norteña stuff and like different songs. And it totally changes the song too. It's actually pretty good. I like watching his stuff.
Well, actually, guys, that's the song I brought. Now I'm just kidding. All right. Oh, by the way, Ed, do you want to give people your socials in case they want to hit you up, if they want to check out Expand Your Playlist? We'll do it again at the end of the show, but let's also take care of it at the top.
Yeah, website is expandyourplaylist.com, and then on Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, Facebook and all that, I'm at EY Playlist.
There you go. And I'll have links for everything in the show notes as well. I have seen that some podcast players don't show the hyperlinked text correctly. So if that's the case, just go to lppod.com and the notes are there. So sorry about that. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix it. Denise, where do you want people to hit you up?
At D for Music, DEEFUR Music. Yeah.
All right. And last month, I totally messed up on our socials. It's the LP Pod on everything, at the LP Pod.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we're on there, just look up at the LP Pod, and that's what it is. Ed, do you want to tell all the folks out there what song you chose and why you chose it?
Well, I chose a cover of TLC's Waterfalls by Ten Fe, just because, as you'll probably hear in a minute, just the way they arranged it and redid the song, it sounds like a totally different song. Although it sounds very familiar. I mean, right away, you know what it is, but just the way they do, like, the build up to the main part of the song. Toward the end, it just changes the song, and first of all, it's a good song, and then the way they covered it, it's made it an instant favorite for me.
You give me love and that my body can handle. All that I can say is, baby, it's good to me. Each day I go and take a glimpse in the mirror, but I never recognize my own face. My health is fading and I can't understand. Three letters take me to my final resting place. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way on the
that point on, it keeps building and building to the very end, but it just made it to a different vibe, a different feel to the song that you know what the song is, but it just changes the whole theme and the vibe of it, and then just I like the song.
Yeah. Denise, what do you think about it, since you're a hater?
At first I thought it was like a cappella, like it reminded me of, you know, Perfect Pitch, or what is it, Pitch Perfect?
Oh yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, you know, everything started to kick in and I was like, okay, I credit to the arrangement and all that, you know what I mean, and how it builds and everything. I don't know when the song came out, but every time someone dies, or anytime like someone in a band or an artist like dies, and then, you know, there's always those tribute shows and stuff, it's like, dude, don't touch it, don't just leave it, you know what I mean? I understand the tribute shows, but like, don't put a cover out, like, I don't want to hear it, like, that person has passed, like, just leave it alone. Yeah, that's just my take on it.
Well, I mean, TLC is still around,
I guess, but Left Eye passed away or whatever. And yeah, they actually are like touring right now. Yeah.
But like, I mean, if TLC's still doing it, why can't people? I guess I don't understand that logic.
You don't have to do a cover of it. TLC can still keep going or whatever, but.
Okay. Well, I mean, you could say that about any cover then.
What?
Like, you don't have to do a cover.
Exactly. That's what I do say. Oh, like, Jesus, you don't have to do a cover.
It was released in 2019. So, that's when it was released.
That's fairly recent. Yeah.
And yeah, I understand what you're saying. You know, there's some songs, don't touch it, or don't touch any of the catalog of these artists. But I don't know, just that one. Just like the way it kind of just started building at the end. It just changed. Just the vibe of the song. But of course, it doesn't surpass the original. It's not going to do that.
Yeah.
But I just like their take on that song.
It's okay, Ed. You don't have to apologize to Denise. She's crazy.
I'm sorry, Denise.
She's a tough critic over there. No. I enjoyed it. We didn't play it from the beginning, but it does start very like a cappella-y, Glee Club vibe kind of thing. No, like in a good way, like a Glee Club.
Oh.
Jesus, Denise already knows all that.
Yeah, first you're like, okay, where are you going with this? And then you feel it build up, and then at the very end, I think it pays off at the end.
Once the instrumentation starts kicking in, which is kind of right where we cut it, right when the drums start kicking in and all that, like, yeah, it definitely does do a little bit better. Fun fact, I was checking these guys out because I couldn't really find anything on them. Like, I couldn't find their website. I couldn't find a Wikipedia page for them. I was like, I don't know if like Google was just broken when I was looking or something. But yeah, I the only thing I found was their Spotify bio, which says, you know, they've been around since like the early 2010s. And then their debut came out in 2017, which was produced by Ewan Pearson, who previously worked with M83. And then I was checking out some of their original songs, and they were okay. I wasn't like wowed by them. One thing I did like, though, which I was like, ooh, I don't know. I don't want to be like one of those guys like, I should have gone with this one. But they do a cover of Nothing Breaks Like a Heart, the Mark Ronson / Miley Cyrus song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that one I was like, oh, I kind of like that one a little bit better because it kind of has like a Southern Gothic vibe to it. And the music video is also pretty cool if people want to check that out. Now, anyways, either ways, I like the song. It was good. It was an interesting take on it, like you said. Yeah.
Yeah, last release I've heard from theirs was about 2000, when this song was released in 2019. I don't know if they released anything after that. When that topic came to mind, I just thought of this song. There was other songs too, but which oddly enough, like these bands probably don't even play music anymore. But I just that song came to mind, and that's why I chose it.
It's a banger, dude. It's a banger. Thank you very much, Ed. Do you want to tell everybody a little bit more about Expand Your Playlist, what it is, how it started, its current form?
Well, around 2013, 2014, I had my own podcast, Air Speaker Podcast, which was just me and my friend just being idiots. And then at some point, I kind of still wanted to integrate music into it, but I didn't know how with the whole copyright law thing, but... So I decided to just make a separate one, a separate podcast, pretty much because of listening stuff on the radio, which, as you know, it's the same 10 songs repeated over and over again.
Yeah.
And even when bands come out with new music, they still play the old stuff and never play the new stuff. So it was to do that and to also play music that other bands and artists just aren't getting the opportunity to get played on the radio or anywhere else. So I decided to make my own radio station, my own little playlist, and my podcast. And I did that for a couple of years, stopped after a while, then kind of still continued on as like a Spotify playlist. So I still, new artists, doesn't have to be, it can be new to you, or it can be older established artists that you don't hear not about anymore, but they still release music. So it's a little combination of that and just brand new artists that you don't get to hear of lately until they blow up, and then I never play with them anymore.
Do you have kind of like a criteria for what gets included and what doesn't, or?
Not really. It's basically just the songs that I like, or if people reach out to me and say, hey, I have a song I want you to check out and listen to, I'll listen to it, and if I like it, I'll put it on.
Well, I don't know if you want to speak on this, Denise. You kind of reach out to folks a lot with the 110 podcast. Do you have any questions for Ed about how that goes, or?
I just wonder, do you notice, like, I try and like notice how, I don't know a better word than notice, just keep track of how I come across these bands, whether it's, you know, they're on a bill playing with another band that I featured, or whether like Instagram somehow like snuck in their posts, like because I follow a few of their friends, you know. It's easier on Instagram, I think, just because you're connected like with other musicians and stuff. Because the criteria for the 110 podcast is less than 1,000 listens, which is very hard to find with just Spotify. Every now and then it'll throw me a bone and give me an artist that has less than 1,000 listens. But I have to like check every single freaking time. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I dig this band. I wonder if it has... Nope. Too many listens. How does that work for you?
Or I'll look at... the singles that they release or albums that they release, and if they're signed to a big label, then I probably will just, you know, they already have their backing and their promotion that or marketing that they could, you know, other people can discover their music. But people that are like indie labels or just put out stuff by themselves, That's what I kind of tend to want to feature. I mean, every now and then I'll sneak in a Metallica song or Smashing Pumpkins or something new that comes out, but that's like very rare. I sometimes don't even want to touch that, but I've been known to sneak one in there. But or lately it's the Chemical Brothers. They just came out with the new album, and even though a lot of people know their stuff, it's not being played like 24/7 on every radio station. So, but for the most part, it's just like, you know, people that are not signed or just doing kind of their own grassroots promotions and marketing.
Which is, I mean, there's so many. I mean, you go into any of these, like you follow, and you don't even have to go. I mean, you can if you want to support, but you just like follow any of these small bars, like, and check out the bills. Like if they're one of those music venues that have like five bands in a night, like every day of the week, you know what I mean? There's just so many bands, and just of a different variety, like just all kinds of bands, like metal, punk, like folk, whatever you want, like rap, hip hop, everything.
Yeah, if you do a deep dive on Instagram, I mean, you'll find there's a lot of bands out there, and even not professional bands, just people putting out their music. You'll find a bunch of people on there.
Yeah, that's a bummer, is when I find a band and they don't have like anything on Spotify. Like it's only on like Bandcamp or just like on YouTube. And I'm like, ugh, I was like, that's cool.
Or I'll find a band that,
not really, like, or what?
Or I'll find a band that's on Spotify, but yet they have no Instagram, they have no Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
So how am I going to promote, you know, who you are, or that direct people to your website or socials? So.
And that's happened with a few bands that are just, they put out their stuff a long time ago. They finally, I think, just uploaded it to Spotify just so that it's there. But these were projects like over a decade ago. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, I get that. Like, it's tough.
Ed, so you mentioned you don't do the podcast anymore, but there is a blog component to Expand Your Playlist now, right?
Yeah, right now it's a blog and Spotify playlist and Instagram page. Pretty much all the socials and stuff, I kind of do a blog post. I'll create a playlist and I'll make a blog post on it, and then upload the playlist on Spotify. And then I'll tag it on Instagram and all the other socials and do it that way. I mean, I would like to do a podcast because that kind of, or a radio show, because that kind of would have people actually listen to the song and have people judge it for themselves. But I kind of direct them towards the website and the playlist. And on Instagram, I'm able to do like little clips of their music, so people can check it out in, you know, small little clip forms.
Like the blog also gives it a little bit more context, right? Whereas like before, you had the podcast where you would kind of give a little bit of an intro and say like maybe like some factoids about the band or why you like it or yada yada yada. That not being available anymore, the blog kind of supplements that, and it gives people kind of like an in on like why you chose a specific song, right?
Yeah, it's kind of it's kind of like the podcast, just written out instead of me talking.
And then I do like one feature that you do on the blog, which is kind of a little demarcation for artists that you've never featured on Expand Your Playlist before. So it's kind of like, oh, this is like a first-time artist or whatever. So I don't know. I think that's cool. I like all the little things you implement into the blog.
Yeah, because I kind of tend to, once I find certain artists, I kind of, you know, then I'll follow them on Spotify. Yeah. And then they'll kind of tell me, you know, all the new releases that they have coming out. Mm-hmm. So I'll then start in that process of kind of playing just their music. So I kind of wanted to still kind of play music from the bands that I listen to, but also show people that I'm also listening to new artists and bands.
I dig it. Well, we'll have a few more Expand Your Playlist questions in a bit, but Denise, you're up next.
Alrighty. So my original song came out in 1982. It's a little bit before my time. Apparently it was a hit. So this was their third single. I'm talking about the original here. It's Do You Really Want to Hurt Me by Culture Club. It was their third single. I guess their first two had failed. This is all stuff I found on like the internet. I have no idea. I wasn't even born yet, but their first two singles failed. They really wanted to release this one. I guess the label really wanted to release Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? But Boy George was like, no, this song is like too personal. Like, if you release this, like, I'll like leave or whatever. But they released it and it was a hit, and he realized that it was a mistake or whatever. It was actually number one in 23 countries. It finally came out that the song was about John Moss, which is the drummer of Culture Club. So in 1991, the Violent Femmes did kind of a cover, kind of a response song to Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? So it's Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? But they change up the lyrics a little bit. I always say Gordon Gano, but I think it's Gano. Like Chris said, it's Gano. He sent me, yeah, we're having this whole debate. Anyways.
I've heard both Gano.
Yeah. And then on Sabrina, that's they called him Gano.
That's what I said. Because that's what I remember hearing as a kid, like growing up, like when the Violent Femmes were on Sabrina the Teenage Witch or whatever with Melissa Joan Hart.
Shout out.
And yeah, like, I don't know, Ed, if you saw that episode, but you've seen the clip. But yeah, like they say like Gordon Gano. So it just stuck with me all these years because I remember that episode. Anyways, I love his voice. I think he has such a distinct voice. I just think this cover slash response is hilarious. And I was gonna say I'm so familiar with this song because I mean I've seen the movie, but this is like one of Rod's favorite movies and his favorite freaking soundtrack, both of them. Like,
dude,
there's like
it.
Two soundtracks, yes, to this, to The Wedding Singer. Whoop, so whoop. Yeah, like this song was just came back around like in the 90s again.
Yeah.
You know, for The Wedding Singer. Yeah. And yeah, but this is the Violent Femmes version.
I did dance inside my mind. Now how can I be real? Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry? No, I don't really want to hurt you. Then love is all.
So yeah, that's my song. I think that's a gem. I think it's hilarious that, you know, he responded. I don't know if you heard it like right in the beginning. He's like, no, I don't really want to hurt you. And then just like Violent Femmes take on it, like how it's simplified. And then like where the synth is supposed to be, he's like, bum, 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 bum. Like, he has that. I was like yes.
we don't know anybody that can play the synth. So I'll just do it. Like, I'll vocalize it.
Or just do it manually.
Yeah.
If you're familiar with the show, if you're a longtime listener, C-Flo, Paul, Rudy, me and Rod, like we're all in the Little Lebowski Urban Achievers, which is my little garage band. So we all had like a group message and Rod posted this song and Rudy like hated it. And we're like, what? Like me and C-Flo were very offended because we love the Violent Femmes. I just think this is a great song. What do you think, Ed?
Oh, I like it. It's not a direct cover, kind of more of a sample. Well, not sample, but you can see where he took the part of the song and made it his own. But yeah, I liked it.
Have you ever seen The Violent Femmes live?
I have not, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to see. No, I have not.
So we saw them once, and mm-hmm. I feel like once was good, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, that's cool. I checked them off the bucket list. That's it. But C-Flo goes like all the time.
Yeah.
And he'll always
was kind of, recent or?
Yeah,
oh yeah, he goes all the time.
Yeah, well, we saw them, I don't even remember, like 2017 2016.
I don't remember.
Yeah, hey, there. Nice. It is. Ed's showing us his copy of Added Up, the greatest hits. Yeah, so we saw them, and we went with C-Flo that time. We saw him at the Orpheum like 5-6 years ago or something. Every time they come back, like C-Flo's always like, oh, Violent Femmes are gonna play, and we're like,
so. But it also depends on the venue, because he sent some venue. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing them again, but oh, okay. I am so picky with, like, my venues now.
I think recently, didn't they play Santa Fe Springs Swap Meet?
Oh, yeah, they did.
No way!
Yeah, remember, I told you this.
Yeah, because
people told us.
Because I remember hearing the commercial, but I've never seen them before, so it'd be cool to check them out. And they're right down the freeway, so.
Oh man, I didn't know they played there.
Yeah, but I forgot what we were doing.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
I just remember that because it's just a weird.
Yeah.
You know, the Violent Femmes at the swap meet.
Yeah. Santa Fe Springs swap meet, no less.
Yeah, after them playing, you know, Troubadour and Wiltern and all these other big venues, Greek Theater, and then now they play the Santa Fe Springs swap meet.
I was like, damn, I thought the county fair was like the lowest you could go, but I guess there's always the Santa Fe Springs swap meet.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So I did want to mention that the Rude Dog was not a fan. There's an interesting breakdown toward the end of the song where they get a little like creative, I feel.
Yeah.
So that's also a pretty cool part of the song. So while doing the show notes and all that, I was checking out a performance they had for KEXP, I think, a few years back. And there was an interesting part where Gordon was kind of talking to the crowd in between songs. And he was saying, you can learn the technique, but passion is cultivated through dedication, love, pride, and respect of your work. It was kind of an interesting moment because people were kind of laughing as he was saying this. And he had to stop and he was like, this isn't funny. He's like, I don't know why you guys are laughing. I don't understand the laughter. And Denise and I always like kind of complain about that.
Yeah.
Where like people just seem to just laugh at things because they think they're supposed to be laughing at them.
Because it's like, dude, entertain me. I feel like Gordon has a sense of humor. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
There's a sense of humor. I mean,
I don't know him personally, but yeah.
Yeah, like when, you know, when he was on Sabrina, like I that was like something in my childhood that I remember, like the Sabrina episode. It was funny. And I think, you know, he tells stories, like he jokes around with the crowd or whatever, like in interviews and stuff. So when people see him, like comedians, they're just like, entertain me. You're going to entertain me right off the bat and there's not going to be any seriousness. Like, you're just going to make me laugh. Like dance monkey dance, you know what I mean?
Whoa, let's not get racial. Nah, just kidding.
I feel like that's a lot of people's like point of view nowadays. Like,
I don't know if it's so much that as it is they want to make it seem like they're in on the joke. Like, especially like a comedy shows, like a comedian will just be saying like little things that aren't, they're laughing at the setup and it's like, dude, this is barely the setup, like why are you laughing right now?
Yeah.
And to me, at least at comedy shows, it seems it's because they want to make it seem like, oh, I get it. I get what he's saying. And it's like, that's not even the joke yet. Or you also see it a lot of like Tarantino movies. If you go watch Tarantino movies in theaters, like everybody's just laughing at everything. And it's like, this isn't a comedy. Like, why are you laughing at this part that's not? Anyways, I don't know. I just went off on a rant. But
yeah.
Maybe it's people that's not familiar with their music, or like you said, in comedy shows where they're not familiar with their comedy. So they think that everything they say, it's part of the bit, or part of the, you know, the whole skit, or some punchline where they're just being serious and genuine. And
yeah.
They don't know how to react to that, so
yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, or maybe it's like me where you just do it like as a defense mechanism where it's like that's uncomfortable true. And you're like, oh, let me just laugh at this part. But it's like you're at a show, like just chill. Anyways, I just thought that was really interesting. And the part that I loved most about it is that he addressed it, you know what I mean? He was like,
yeah.
I'm not making a joke. I'm being very sincere right now and you guys are laughing and it's kind of hurting my feelings. He didn't say that part, but it seemed that way. I'll post the performance on the show notes if anybody's interested in seeing that. But yeah.
I mean, people that were confused, like, saying, you know, this part of the show, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Kind of like we belong.
yeah. What was I gonna say? Okay, so I had another question about I think I already got to this. I accidentally asked this in the previous question, which was basically, when you're curating your playlists, do you ever reach out to the artists or get any type of interaction? But you kind of already touched on it.
I did more when I did the podcast. Mm-hmm. Now when I do the playlist, I mean, I pretty much just take it off of Spotify, so I'm sure all that's already, you know, I'm not like playing the whole song or claiming the song of my own. I'm just kind of like promoting it pretty much. When I was doing the podcast, yeah, I would reach out to the artists themselves and let them know what the podcast was about, what I'm doing. It's not a paid service. I'm not here to make money off of it. I'm just here to promote music because I like their song and I just want people to listen to it. So. Yeah. For the most part, I mean, I would get, you know, the okay. Sometimes I would not, and then I wouldn't just play the music or then hate that band forever.
Same.
You're like, screw you guys.
It's like, I'm not selling your music. I'm not making a you know, a CD compilation and selling it out in the street somewhere. I'm just
Santa Fe Spring swap me.
Yeah, exactly. I already have these programs and these platforms that I'm just kind of just guiding them towards that music. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so I have before, and I still do every now and then, just let them know, hey, I like your song, I want to promote it, or I just want to feature it. And for the most part, they're cool with it.
I was more asking, not necessarily if you're asking for permission, just kind of like, oh, do you ever tell, like, kind of like what you're saying, like, you're like, hey, I have this podcast, I have this page, I have this playlist, I want to feature your music, yada, yada, yada. But do you ever go like, oh, is there anything, like, for example, for the blog, do you ever say like, is there anything you'd like me to include on the blog about the song or about your band? Like that kind of a thing where like you kind of get a little bit of input from them toward like the podcast back in the day or the blog now?
I've done it more when I had the podcast. Now I kind of just put just some information into like the links and all that stuff. So I don't really need to get a hold of the artist. Sometimes just to let them know. So then when I do release it, you know, they know about it and they can promote it on their socials. But more so when I did have the podcast, just so it's because it's a bigger platform where, you know, I'm actually playing their music and I don't want to run into, you know, copyright issues. And so when I do the playlist, he's like, here's the playlist.
Yeah.
Check it out for yourself. And I don't have to run into any copyright issues.
For sure. Well, with that, we'll move on to the final song of the evening, the month, the week, the day, whatever time of the day it is for you. I went with Time by Green Sky Bluegrass. And so that already kind of gives you a little bit of a hint of what it's going to be. So yeah, let's check it out. There you have it. That was quite a hootenanny there.
I feel like I was in Knott's Berry Farm right now.
Yeah, so this was one of those like random Spotify finds. I get a lot of, by the way, if you hear that, that's Bailey in the background. Bailey, quiet down, please.
Chewbacca wants to be on the podcast.
Little Chewbacca. I get a lot of bluegrass and like country and like southern goth tracks in my Discover Weekly playlist. And it's basically from all those years that I was playing Amigo the Devil like on repeat nonstop.
Yes.
And so yeah.
You say, was there a reason why? Because those usually, no, they play it for a reason because you listen to.
Yeah. No, yeah. For sure. Music. Yeah. It's like TikTok when people are like, hey, I'm on TikTok, but all I get are these like underage girls dancing. And they're like, I don't know why. And it's like, do you know how algorithms work? Anyways. So yeah, it's gimmicky for sure. I'm sure there's like a whole subgenre, kind of like what Denise was saying, where it's just like bluegrass cover songs. But I really like this guy's voice. Everyone really has like a mastery for their instruments. I cut it right where like all the solos start. But there's a banjo solo, there's a lap steel guitar solo, there's a mandolin solo, there's a regular like acoustic guitar solo.
You get a solo and yeah. You get a solo.
Pretty much. It's also a live recording, so like the audience really like gets into it. Yeah, and just in general, I love this song. I love this Pink Floyd song. It's one of my favorites. It features that that beautiful like existential dread that I enjoy so much. It's a really wordy song, which is another thing that I really enjoy. Like, I love songs that are just like super wordy and like just a bunch of lyrics coming at you. Yeah, would I say this is better than the original? No. Like, the guitar solo in the original is like so freaking good. I feel like you can't really.
Yeah, no, you basically know what song it is. It's no mistaking what song, but yeah, they do take it a different direction than what the original is, but you basically know it's basically the same song.
For sure.
I don't know what song this was.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, but you basically know what song is it, and it's still good.
For sure. Well, Denise over here, yeah, she had no idea.
I didn't know. I kind of got some lyrics in, but like I'm not familiar with Pink Floyd, like, so I know like a few songs, just the, like the hits, but yeah.
This is one of the hits.
No, yeah, I saw that. But yeah, I'm just like not familiar.
I only know the hits. It's like this is like their biggest song. She's like, no. Oh yeah, yeah, that's what I meant.
Brick in the Wall. You think this is bigger than Brick in the Wall?
No. I don't think it's bigger. I like this song way better for me personally. But oh, yeah, okay. No, I feel like yeah, another Brick in the Wall is probably like their biggest song.
But this song would be in their greatest hits.
Yeah.
CD. Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. No, and I just love the lyrics. Like it's such a good song. About just like you're living your life and you're just like, nah, it's cool. Like, I'll get to it eventually. And then before you know it, like, life passed you by and you're like, oh shit, I should have been doing something with my life this whole time. And it's like, too bad, dude. And there's a lot of like beautiful imagery, like where you're, there's like that one line about like you're chasing after the sun and it just like keeps getting away from you and it just comes up behind you and it just, that, no, it's crazy. It's kind of like those dreams where you're like punching and like, but like, you're like underwater or something, so like you can't really punch, or you're trying to run but you're like in sand, or you're trying to scream but you can't. I love it.
You're trying to use the bathroom but you can't go.
Yeah.
That's just old age.
Or you accidentally do go, like, and then you're like, oh my god, oh, I thought I was in the restroom.
You're wide awake after that point.
yeah. But anyways, what you guys, Denise, what did you think about it?
Yeah, the lyrics did paint that imagery, but I forgot my favorite Pink Floyd song is the Fishbowl song.
Oh, Wish You Were Here.
Yeah, I Wish You Were Here. Mm-hmm. Just to, what is it? Just to something swimming in a fishbowl.
We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl year after year.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, and we've mentioned this on the podcast before, but one of the times we saw Velvet Revolver, they did a cover of that song.
Yeah.
Because Scott Weiland's brother had passed away before, like, they went on tour for that. And so that was a really good cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like,
definitely enjoyed that live.
Yeah. Any last comments, questions about that song, Ed?
No. It's a good song. I like it.
All right. The last question I have for Ed regarding Expand Your Playlist. If time and money were no object, what would Expand Your Playlist look like?
Well, the podcast would be back. Maybe its own radio station or channel or something like that. Mm-hmm. Just because having it just as a playlist or a blog that's a little limited, like you kind of want people to hear it, hear the music, make their own decision on it instead of me telling you, oh, listen to this song. Like, I kind of do both where I just put it out there for them to check it out, and I kind of do also become a mini influencer, like, check this song out. But I said the I word. And but yeah, I mean, if money was no object, yeah, I mean, I would like to bring back the podcast or have its own little channel or little online radio station.
Yeah.
Which you guys would be part of as well. Have your own little channel.
Let's go.
But yeah, that's what I would like for it to go one day, but I don't have the money or the time right now. So
yeah,
it's just a playlist.
All right. Well, I guess that does it for us this week. That's all the songs. If you happen to have a song that you would like to share with us, shoot us an email, rod@lppod.com. I've changed that to something that's not rod@lppod.com. Maybe like contact or feedback or...
Why?
I don't know. Because it's, I don't know. Anyways, whatever.
You contact me on @dfermusic on Instagram. I will talk to you. But yeah, email is the only way to get in touch with Rod. Like, yeah.
Just do what it's going to be, which is contact Denise at
@dfermusic. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Ed, give people your plugs again. Anything you have going on, anything you want people to know about?
Well, I'm still doing the playlist, even though now I'm kind of just limited to the playlist. Well, like a monthly playlist, so I might break it up, or I'm still not sure how I'm going to do it, even though we're about almost in the middle of the month. But there's a new one for September coming out. ExpandYourPlaylist.com is the website. EY Playlist is the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And yeah, I'm still doing it. You can reach out there if you have a song you want me to listen to that you want us to feature on the playlist. I'm still taking submissions, and I'm still looking around, listening to music whenever I can. And if you like it, I'll put it on. I know we featured one of Deeper's music on there before, so
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. And dude, you are a bigger, better person than me that takes like recommendations. I don't like when people send me recommendations. Yeah.
I take recommendations. I don't always listen to the recommendations. Oh, I do. I listen to them, but there's sometimes songs that are like, okay, well, this is as far as it's going to go. So I'm not going to say what songs they are, but I do get that from time to time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've had some people give me shit and I was like, dude, I straight up say like, it's a song that I like. Like, if I don't like your stuff, like, oh, wow. Like, I'll give it a good listen. Yeah. Whatever. If you follow me, I'll follow you back. Like, I'll plug what you have. Like, if you have a show coming up, whatever, you know. But if I can't say anything good about it, I'm not going to be fake, you know.
No, so, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah, so. I'm definitely not going to come on and say, oh, hey, here's a song that I totally hate. Don't listen to them and. You know, yeah. If I like it.
This album sucked.
Pretty much all the music that ends up being on the playlist is songs that I like. So.
Yeah. Maybe that's the angle you should take. You know, there's a lot of those like insult comics and stuff. So maybe you should be like an insult music critic. Just kind of like, this is garbage. I don't know why they even wasted resources, you know, going to a studio, paying studio time, buying instruments.
Just a whole playlist of music that I just don't like.
Yeah.
Here's songs that I hate.
Yeah.
There's everybody likes, you know, has their certain taste of, mm-hmm. of music and all that. Mine is a certain way, so that's the music that ends up being on the playlist.
Trust me, those bands are not really bands, but like those artists, like they still play. They play plenty. I was like, yeah, despite my opinions on their music, it's like, dude, you don't need me. You keep going. You keep playing. Like, do your thing. Like, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna, you know, then start. Bad mouthing like, oh, it, you know, I don't like this music or this band sucks. I mean, it's to have, you know, recorded music, to have it out, you know, it takes a lot of guts and a lot of balls to put it out there and get your stuff out there. So, I mean, they already, you know, won in that case. It just.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But and that's why I'm like, dude, like you do you like you put out your stuff, you're playing like you don't need me like, and I'm not going to fake it. So, yeah.
Yeah, just like how your podcast is, you know, just bands that you like, bands that, you know, that make you feel a certain way or that you want other people to listen to. That's basically what my playlist is as well.
Yeah. There you go. Everybody keeps it very honest out there. Expand Your Playlist and the 110 Pod. So keep an eye out for those. Again, like I said, we'll have links for everything in the show notes. Denise, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
At Deeper Music, DEEFUR. If you want stickers, just hit me up. I have a shit ton of stickers with Rod's face on them. Or yes. My possum sticker. Lower quality, but, you know.
Hey,
yeah. Oh, that's an OG
truck.
One.
That's an OG one. Yeah. Ed just showed us an old taco truck Deeper sticker.
That's the original.
Yeah.
I got them on the box over here somewhere. So.
All right. If you want to get a hold of the show, email is the way to go. rod@lppod.com. I'll try to come up with a different email address for you so, you know, you don't feel weird about emailing me. We're everywhere you get podcasts. We're still on Spotify.
And thank you, Denise, for accepting and not shutting down the EYP 110 playlist.
I was too lazy to do it myself. Like, I was like, damn, we were supposed to do that. So thank you for that, because yeah, it was like on our to-do list and I was like, oh, Ed already did it, let's just go with that. Like,
there you go.
I just keep adding to it, so it works. It's all good.
Yeah. And Denise does plug it at the end of every episode, so if you're interested in that playlist, just go listen to the 110 podcast and you'll get the inside scoop on what that's all about. If you're like, what are these people talking about right now?
And if you go to that playlist, then you can hop on over and go down the rabbit hole and all the other playlists that I put out. So,
oh, show
a lot.
If you want to check out even more podcasts, head on over to talkingishard.com. There's links to all the other shows that Denise and I have ever made together on our own.
Yeah, separate. There's a lot.
There's a few. Well, Ed, thanks again. Thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do an episode.
Thank you for finally having me on, and hopefully it's not a one and done and we can do it again.
Yeah, for sure. Well, take care, everybody. Have a good month.
Bye.
Oh,
yeah. There we go. I forgot to do the outro music, guys.
Damn. Oh.
This is Denise right here on the guitar. She's the musician. She's the artist.